she's recording, or not recording, she's editing my novel. And apparently now for her class, she has to work on like ideas for the cover.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, I know. So she's all like, we'll do this, and we'll do this, and how about this? Do you have any ideas? No. I'm just kind of like, you're the genius here, I just write it.
Lol.
I was like, you know, just taking it, you're taking what I've done, blah, blah, blah. So I sent her to my DeviantArt gallery, and I was like, well, hey, if it helps any, this is kind of like what the character will look like. And she goes, ooh, maybe I'll use that. And like drew stuff, like little designs around her eye, and there's like a tattoo on her neck. And she's like, maybe I'll use the designs and the tattoo on her neck. And I was like, hey, go ahead. It's all up to you.
Go nuts.
I know. It's like, go ahead. I really, really don't care what you do. Because in the end, I'm just going to have like a cool first chapter of a manuscript to send in to someone, so.
Lol.
I'm like the epitome of the casual gamer right now.
Why do you say that?
I'm looking up stuff to download for my Sims 3 files.
Gay.
Hey, look. Castlevania t-shirts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I haven't broken this out in a while, and last time I did, I had like two files, and they were huge files. Like, I had so much time in on them. And I went to go open it, and the game crashed, so I had to delete those files.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I wasn't too sad, though, so I was just like, oh, well, I was like, I'll just start over. I was like, it's The Sims 3 right now. I was like, it's not hardcore gaming for me, so I was like, I guess I'll just have to start over. Oh, well. And then it was kind of like, and I hadn't played in forever, so there were like two updates I had to download. And one of them, there's little updates when you go to create your character. One of them is you can now add tattoos.
That's kind of cool.
I know. Like, the default things they give you, there's only like three or four, and they're not all that awesome. But I was like, dude, that means people will have some out there for me to download, and maybe I can make my own. So I was like, dude, I'll go find some more clothes and furniture and stuff. And then you can change the boob size on the chicks.
That's kind of awesome.
I was what the hell? It goes breast size. Me? What?
Hooray!
Well, you know, they've always had these really teeny tiny, like, the only difference between the male and the females in this game are the hairstyles half the time. Now you get to change them. They get to be like itty bitty little bumps. Or they can be like, I brought it all the way up to the max and it went, she looks like she's gonna fall over.
That's awesome! I failed to see this problem.
Well, it just didn't look good. I'm the person who, like, tries to make it all look realistic. Like, I'll go in and mess with each individual face setting. I made one look like my friend Stephanie once. Like, oh, I had a picture of her, and then I went in, and it looked almost exactly like her.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm that kind of freak.
Oh, you're that kind of freak.
So I try to make it all, like, I'll go in and go, well, I don't want to make her nose too big, because then she'll just look weird.
Oh, boy.
I know. So one day I will just go in and make, like, the goofiest looking character. Like, I'll find the skankiest top on these websites, and then I'll make her boobs as big as they can go.
I'm strangely okay with that.
I know. All right, well, I feel I should tell you we're recording.
That doesn't even surprise me anymore.
I say you should not be surprised at all. You should just assume that every time we speak, I'm recording.
Hooray!
I have some of that Zelda radio going on in my headset.
That's awesome and mildly distracting.
Well, except the fact that, like, I can't get it over, like, for you to listen to unless I unplugged my headset, and then there would just be horrible echo and feedback. But it's turned down really low, and it's under the ambient stream thing in the iTunes and everything. So basically, what that means for me is it's background noise, and it's actually quite soothing.
So, what are we talking about tonight?
I figure we're doing the like starting out Dragon Age and then just RPGs in general.
Dragon Age RPGs, Mega Man.
Yes. I feel we should start out with Mega Man.
Or should we start off with Mega Man?
Yeah, we can just get it all out now.
Just get it out the way.
Just I did a little voiceover. I had the file that I already saved, and I put it into a different program. I was all like, I'm not taking any chances. And I did a voiceover for it. I was just like, so what you're seeing here is just the tiniest little snippet. And in fact, it's going to go out before this podcast goes out, so people will probably have heard it slash seen it by now. So I was just like, I put in the death counts, and I go, there's my death count off to the side, but your death count had only made it to one. You beat two bosses, and your death count was only at one. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, I was like, actually, near the end of this, his death count probably got up to the 40s.
Yeah. Well,
But
I guess we should go ahead and explain what happened.
you want to start? Just explain like the whole recording thing, and I'll explain what happened to it.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I've got to actually step away from my Dragon Age for a split second.
I thought I heard music over my
Sorry.
music.
I'm kind of stuck at this part. And I was trying to see if I could beat this battle because
No,
I
you
have
can't.
mages and mages suck. But anyway, so for all you listeners who frequent the blog, may realize that we really didn't have anything crazy, any podcast updates. I wrote a kind of like an intro to Dragon Age 2 review, but I really didn't get down to the nitty-gritty. Reason being is we kind of had something big planned, but it didn't start off like that. We were going to do Mega Man X for our video podcasting, and I think we started later than we usually did. I don't think we recorded on a Tuesday like we planned it. I want to
No, I
say we
think we did.
recorded it.
I think we started on. Oh no, you're right. We tried to figure out all the technical problems and details with Owen on Tuesday.
Right. I think we ended up recording Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we ended up recording Wednesday. And for some god-awful reason, we decided that it would be better to just go through the entire game. Actually, no, I know what it was. You went through and played a little bit, and I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't already seen it. In fact, no, since you said it's already going to go out before this podcast will, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Megan had actually defeated zero bosses. I'm sorry.
It's okay, no,
And
it's actually kind of expected, so.
well, she had a couple of close calls, but she never really defeated a boss. And I, when it came down to for me to play, actually, for some weird reason, decided, hey, I'm gonna keep playing. And I ended up getting to the beginning of Sigma. And for anybody who's played X knows that that's when shit gets real. That's when the game gets really ridiculous. And we decided right then and there, hey, you know what? Let's just finish the game.
We'd made it this far. Why not?
Yeah. And God, it took overall,
About
it was
6 hours.
6 hours and 3 days worth, one of which where we were recording at like 2 in the morning.
And you would have been able to tell because we were both like, we're
Yeah,
like
we
zombies.
freaking exhausted. We were tired, but we were damn set
Devoted to the podcast.
and devoted to all you listeners out here. We were going to finish this thing. And I did. It 6 hours later, which honestly it's atrocious for a Mega Man run, but 6 hours later,
Minimal to no cheating. Minimal to no cheating.
Yeah, minimal to no cheating because I did go back and get the Hadouken, I have to say. But that was cute.
I know, right? I love the way he says it. Hadouken!
Actually need to put that. I need to find that sound effect so I can put that as my text message like ringer.
I know, right? I was thinking the same thing.
But we finished the game, and
It
we
was
did all
beautiful.
this little spiel, and it was
It was
outstanding.
beautiful.
I'm
Just
sorry, say
beautiful.
again?
It was just beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We finished. I told Megan I was not going to finish this game. There's no way in the world I was going to finish this game, and it was just frustrating, frustrating as hell. But I finished the game, believe it or not. For those of you, because I know we didn't even get that far, the part where the spider is was
Fucking
probably an
spider.
hour's worth of gameplay.
Fucking ass mother. Spider. Boss spider.
And you know what's funny? I was talking to a couple people where I work and told them that I was doing the podcast and told them that I was playing Mega Man X, and the first thing they asked me was, A, did I get the Hadouken? And then after that was, how long did it take me to do the spider?
Was the second question, was the spider.
Second question was the spider. And surprisingly, a lot of people had trouble with the spider. A lot of people. So I don't feel as bad now, but still fuck the spider.
Yeah, no,
Fuck the
it
spider.
was that spider can.
So we finished the game, we had it all recorded, and Megan?
So I'm going in, I'm editing it. I'm, figure it's like there's some parts I figured out how to do all the effects. We were just gonna all the deaths like with the spider. We were just gonna kind of do a montage, best of, just kind of speed through it. And you'd see the death count in the corner go up every time he died. And I get the first part all separated. It's saved. It's exporting as a .mov file. And I go to take the second part. And I go to save it. And it says it's saved, but then the whole program just crashes. And I'm going, "What the hell?" I'm kind of going, "All right, this isn't cool." I go to open it back up, and it's all like, "Cannot open, not enough information." The file just, it crashed, it didn't save, apparently. And then it went and corrupted two of my other files. So upset. I don't even remember, the first file it corrupted, but it also corrupted part one of my Ocarina of Time Let's Play. So I had to delete those, and we lost like the other 4 hours. We lost 4 fucking hours of Mega Man.
I'm just shaking my head right now.
You're not the one who was sitting here when it happened. It happened, it just went down, and I went, "Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good." And like, oh my god, because like the end of that was just so, oh my god, it was beautiful. I was doing stupid, ridiculous voices. I was doing all these accents where we were sure that I had insulted like every culture on the earth. And I had some people who were interested in hearing the stupid things that we were doing and saying. It's gone.
So,
Lost.
even for those, I actually decided to pull up the text message that I got at 10:31, and
At night.
yeah, 10:31 p.m. So, if you aren't sleeping, you'll want to cry. I wasn't sleeping, but I was currently out of the room. The rest of the Mega Man video corrupted the file, and it's gone. I was able to save an hour and a half. I've raged online.
I think probably 15 seconds after I sent that text message, Tony got online. And was just like, are you? And he didn't even finish it.
Oh my god.
It was like record timing. Like, I sent the text message and suddenly my little thing pops up going, so-and-so signed on. I was like, oh, hey, look at that. Apparently he wasn't asleep.
Oh, man. I'm glad I wasn't, because I probably would have woke up and in a dazed, sleepy madness chucked my phone.
I'm kind of glad you weren't asleep now, too. That would have been sad if you would have broken your phone.
Yeah. But anyway.
Mega Man placed a curse on my fucking computer. Moral of this story is Mega Man will never be played on this computer again. Ever.
Oh, man.
I've deleted the Mega Man ROM files.
Aww. Actually, I don't blame you.
It's corrupted my computer. It's placed a curse.
For all of you who really want to see the Mega Man X thing, we have the first hour 30?
Yeah, hour and a half.
Okay, so we have the first hour and a half.
And that one has Owen on it. So I was able to save the Owen part.
Well, that's good.
Because that was some of the most hilarious parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I'm not going to lie, for the Mega Man X playthrough, it was funny, but we did have a lot of parts, once again, because we were freaking exhausted, where we were just kind of dragging ass. Like, oh, yeah, silence. More silence.
Yeah, we would have had to, like, speed past those parts and everything. And, you know, there will. It's kind of expected, though, that I was watching some videos, too, and it was kind of the same thing. You know, there will be some silence and just awkward pauses and moments where absolutely nothing happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know anymore. So we had this big thing planned out, and I was actually gonna, as soon as I saw the Mega Man X podcast brought up, I was gonna do a blog on Mega Man, which now is kind of pointless. For all those, I do plan on revisiting a Mega Man, but it's probably just gonna be like a 15-minute clip of X4 or maybe another type of Mega Man, because now we've covered Mega Man the series, the original, and we've covered Mega Man X, and the only Mega Man series that we really haven't covered is the Star First 4 series, and that series just can go suck itself. So
weren't we going to you're gonna have me do the Mega Man
Battle Chip Challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what? I'm so sick of Mega Man now. It's ridiculous.
Maybe we'll do it in a couple months.
Yeah.
When we forget what happened.
We will eventually do Mega Man again. But
just
it won't be anytime soon. Not before my birthday. I'll put it like that. Not before my birthday.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is on April 14th.
Oh, hey, isn't that the day the Titanic went down?
Well, fuck. I usually tell people it's the day before tax season. I didn't know that was the day Titanic sank. Really? Was it April 14th?
I think so. It was either the 14th or the 12th. Now I can't remember, and I got to get it up. You know, they changed the tax date.
It's not the 15th anymore?
Nope, they moved it.
To what?
I have no idea. If you
did
give
they
me a second.
Move it back?
No, they moved it up.
Oh, well, shit.
I know, right? Yeah, no, I just heard about that not too long ago. Apparently it went down on, it says it went down on April 15th, but it was late at night on April 14th that it struck the iceberg.
Oh, well, I wasn't born yet, so, or I was already born, so not my fault.
Yeah. It hit the iceberg and started to sink on the 14th, and it went down and everything was done on the 15th.
Not my fault. I didn't do it. You never saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
I think you might be trying to hide something because you said you're already born. So,
I deny everything.
well, I
But
think we found out who placed that iceberg in the ocean.
it was just randomly there.
Tony just went there, and
Yeah.
he pushed the iceberg.
I hope there's no living survivors of that thing listening into this podcast otherwise.
Or their families might be listening.
We don't want that either. But anyway, to the podcast. Great. All right, so first thing that we're all right, what we're talking about today is Dragon Age and RPGs. And I guess I was supposed to already put part one up there, but I haven't finished Dragon Age, and I'd be a fool to say that I'm gonna finish it remotely soon. Although I probably will, to be honest with you. So I'm count me down as a fool.
Okay.
But anyway, Dragon Age 2 so far, kind of like the first one, but not really. You play as a peasant who shipped off from Ferelden to Kirkwall, which I'm not 100% sure if they mentioned Kirkwall in the first game, but
Not
I
really
know for a
sure
fact they
now.
mentioned Ferelden.
Yeah, I know Ferelden.
Yeah. So, did you play Dragon Age
Oh yes,
Origins?
I played Dragon Age and I played Dragon Age Awakening.
Oh, well then. Sweet. So, hey, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Hooray!
I only played Dragon Age like with three different characters.
Wow.
Because I couldn't get the ending I wanted, so I kept going back.
So, did you sleep with Morgan at the end at all?
I did twice.
Ha ha ha. You dirty girl. Anyway.
Well, no, I didn't sleep with her because my first characters are always chicks.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that doesn't. You can still do it.
Yeah, but it won't work at the end to do that
No.
little plot twist.
Yeah.
I can't get her pregnant.
That would be interesting, though.
Would be.
Ha ha! With a twist. M. Night Shyamalan eats your heart out.
That would happen, and he would just pop out of the corner going, "My idea!" Disappear.
Jesus.
You
Anyway,
know it would happen.
you play as this guy who's going to Kirkwall from Ferelden, and it's pretty much his story, his journey. It's not a group. It's not as group based as the first one was. BioWare has stripped down a lot of the stuff from the first one in the second one. They kind of took out a lot of the stuff in the first one in place for a grittier, faster, bloodier Dragon Age. So, at first I was kind of about it. I wasn't 100% sure. Then I got a chance to play the demo. And the demo was kind of like, oh, well, this is kind of cool, but it's not really telling me a lot. So after playing the demo, I went out and got the real game. Just because even if Dragon Age 2 sucked, I still wanted it. So I bought Dragon Age 2. And so far, if I had to give it a scale, I'd probably rank it 8 out of 10. Which I, for something that's BioWare done by, or done by BioWare, bleh, I'm so dyslexic today. Jesus Christ.
How's that speaking going for you?
It sucks. Sucks it. Damn it, I lost my train of thought. Oh, for something that BioWare has done, I feel kind of, so far, I enjoyed the experience. I think it might be something I'd be willing to play through again, but I feel like they're holding my hand throughout this entire. So far, they've done nothing but hold my hand. Like, it's not as difficult as the first one was. And that is kind of a disappointment. Another disappointment that I have is that, you know how in most RPGs you can customize your character the way that you want to, and you can customize your other characters the way that you want to. You don't have that ability in this game. You don't get to pick your armor for your characters at all. Except no, scratch that. Except for your main character, you don't get to pick the armor for your other characters. You can pick other miscellaneous like jewelry and sometimes shields and swords and that whole spiel. But as far as like collecting armor, no, that's not possible. Which was kind of a disappointment. Another disappointment. Well, no, you're planning on playing Dragon Age 2, so I'm not gonna throw that spoiler out there.
Well, you probably could. I don't know when I'm gonna get it. Unless you send it to me. I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
No, I'm not gonna spoil it because
You'd probably spoil it for everyone else listening too.
yeah, well, I was gonna throw a spoiler alert out there.
Not true. They should be aware that we're gonna do spoilers, so.
But I'm gonna say that one of the characters that you meet up with in the game, it almost seems kind of, you do all this work for this character and build up this backstory for this character, only to have your character killed off in a kind of atrocious faction. And that was kind of disappointing. I was like, well, you gave this character a name. You can buy items for this character and whatnot, and the character just kind of kaputs it. And I'm like, really? I can that kind of it was a very touching moment when it happened, but it was kind of like, well, if that was the case, why was I building up stuff for this character anyway? Because I was like, all right, this character is going to be in my crew, this character is going to be in my party. This is what I want to develop my character into. And my character was a mage. I'll tell you that much. My character was a mage. And this mage was going to be the end all be all destruction, everything. So I didn't even bother putting in I had another character who was pretty much going to be like my white mage, healing, status effects, all that other good noise. So when my destruction mage went kaput, I was kind of left up a creek without a paddle.
Ship Creek.
Yeah, so I really didn't like that. I like the story aspect, but I kind of feel like it left me high and dry. Another gripe I have about the game, and it's a small gripe, but considering that it's BioWare and what we got the first time, a lot of the places that are in this game are reused.
Oh, really?
When you're going through a dungeon or a cave of some sort, you see the cave like 3 to 4 times. It's the same layout. There's nothing changed about it. Or scratch that. There, every once and again, there might be a door that is closed that was once open before. But other than that, it's the same layout. There's nothing different about it. Same thing when you're going into somebody's mansion and then you go into somebody else's mansion. It is the exact
Same layout.
same layout, nothing different.
Oh.
And you know what? That wouldn't really necessarily bother me, but when you look at games like Mass Effect and you look at the first Dragon Age and hell, even Sonic Chronicles, nothing, absolutely nothing was the same. So you kind of look at this and you're like, what the hell did you guys do?
Oh, sadness.
Yeah.
I mean, but, this was, everyone's kind of like, you're Dragon Age 2, yes, must live up to Dragon Age Origins.
And it should have. It really should have. I usually don't like putting high standards for a game, but when you have Dragon Age 1 and then 18 months later you're like, all right, well, we're going to release Dragon Age 2, it's kind of like, all right, well, it's going to be more of the same. And then they talked about what they weren't going to have. And now you're saying, all right, well, now I know you have to live up to Dragon Age 2 standards because I spent over 100 hours playing the first one, you know? So I'm kind of disappointed in that sense.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Now, in a good sense, it still feels like Dragon Age.
Yay!
The story is still compelling. The story still strikes you. You have this one character who is telling the story of your character the entire way through. And there are some subtle things that'll happen. Like, you'll play out an event, and then you'll find out that, hey, look, he's just kind of altering the story a little bit. You know, little stuff like that. Like, you'll have a character that'll just... It'll be that character versus, like, 20 bad guys, and he won't die, and he'll just cut down every single one of them, and then he'll snap to him and be like, all right, well, that's not the way the story was told. This is how it was told.
Kind of reminds me of Prince of Persia Sands of Time.
Yeah.
Like, when he die, I go, no, it didn't happen like that.
But it kind of makes you wonder, why would you tell the story like, oh, yeah, and then I fell into this pit and spikes and died. Wait, whoa.
Can I start over real quick? And I was running and saw some spikes and ran against the wall and jumped and avoided them and lived.
Hooray!
Couldn't you totally see the prince doing that? Just he'll jump and then he'll just turn around and go, I lived!
I live, hooray! Yeah, I could.
Because that's how he is.
I'm trying to think of what other redeeming qualities about Dragon Age 2. The gameplay, I guess. Like I said, it was kind of a streamlined version of combat. And believe it or not, it still feels like Dragon Age, like, gameplay. As much as I thought it was going to be like a button masher, which in a way it is, but they take the fight style of Dragon Age 1. They take the tactical portions of it, and they kind of slip it in right where you need it.
Oh, that's good.
Whenever you do a backstab, I play with a rogue, so I'm pretty much doing things how I see it.
Right.
And whenever my character backstabs, instead of my character running around the character and then stabbing them in the back like you would the first one.
Does he flip over them?
Actually, no, he does something a little cooler. He takes a vial out and throws it on the ground, and you see a puff of smoke, and he disappears. And then he zips behind the character and stabs him in the back and rips out the shank.
Awesome.
So it's crazy cool. And it is fast. It is crazy fast. It's faster than Dragon Age 1 by far.
Ooh.
Everything pretty much happens in real time. When you activate the power is there. There's no wait time.
Oh, sweet.
One thing I didn't like about in Dragon Age that they kind of fixed in Dragon Age 2, well, kind of fixed in Dragon Age 2.
Kind of.
Kind of. Do you remember when you got knocked out, you sustained an injury?
Yes.
Well, in this one, you still have your injuries, but they're not set for a set injury. Like, if you had... like a broken bone, you would lose X amount of strength. That's not like that now. When you have an injury, you don't gain back all your health at all.
Oh, so it just shows that you're missing some health until you take care of this injury.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
So, that's pretty cool. It pretty much holds your hand throughout the game. It says, hey, look, I'm going to carry you from point A to point B, but while we're going from point A to point B, I'm going to let you pick out what the hell you want.
Oh, that's kind of... At least they could do that.
Yeah,
I guess my if I had to wrap up this little interesting portion about Dragon Age is that or another gripe about my Dragon Age thing that I kind of really, really wish that they would have done, but I in the same sense I can understand why they didn't do. I wanna upload my character. Damn it. Whether depending on what ending you got in Dragon Age, I wanna upload my character. I wanna upload my character, or at least see my character in some capacity in the game. And so far, I have not seen him at all.
Well, is there a set time period after Origins that Dragon Age 2 is taking place?
Actually, that starts during Dragon Age.
Oh, really?
This starts off during Dragon Age and then continues on, so it takes like after the Blight.
Oh, well, yeah, I want to see my character then.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of cool to have your character to have some dealing in the game, but
Just
so
kind of like, hey,
far.
guess what? I'm the fucking Grey Warden that saved your ass.
Exactly.
Just
But
like that, I'd
there's.
pop up going, yo, it's me. I fucking saved your asses. You owe me.
That. Now you brought up a good point. Something else I want to bring up. The conversation options in Dragon Age are more clear cut. There's usually an option to be goody two shoes. There's an option to if you want to be
King of Darkness.
sarcastic. I'm sorry?
King of Darkness.
Yeah, if you want to be like a bad guy, there's always one where you want to fight. Whether you want what you want money or anything else like that, there's always a clear-cut option. You know what you're picking when you're picking it, and you know whether or not you're gonna piss someone off when you pick it. And a lot of the aha, something else that I do like about Dragon Age 2, which is why I'm giving this game an 8 out of 10, so instead of something that was a little less, the decisions that you make in Dragon Age 2, you see the cause and effect for it quicker than you would in the first one. Much
Ooh,
quicker.
that makes for interesting gameplay.
To make a to give you an example, there is an option where I rescued a mage, and I could either release the mage out into the wild, or I could release the mage to the Templars and have him I don't want to say executed. I can't remember the name that they're giving it to. Tranquilled, I think that's the new name for it.
Oh, yeah, where they like no, I get
Yeah.
it. English, I know it. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
But and I was like, well, why in the world would I want to release, or why would I want to give him to the Templars? So I let him go, and then his mother writes me a couple of missions later and tells me that they found her son killed in the woods. So
You killed him.
pretty much it is a cause and effect thing that usually you wouldn't see for another 20 hours in gameplay. You see in the next like 30 to 45 minutes,
You killed him.
and I kind of like that because now I'm not forced to wonder, wait, did I really do that? Oh yeah, I did that like 20 hours ago.
Right, and if the way, the way you play, unless you have like 3 days off and you're able to sit there for 20, 30 hours and play, it could be 2 days later.
Right.
And you're kind of going, w was that one of my missions? Wait, oh yeah, no, that's right, I did that after checking like the logs.
Right. So overall, I do have to say, Dragon Age 2 is a very very, very enjoyable game. I'm loving it, and I'm sticking to what I said I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a 2 or 3 part review on this game. But if you're a huge fan of Dragon Age 1 and you loved everything about it, and you're just like, it has to be like Dragon Age 1 or bust, don't pick up Dragon Age 2 because you're gonna hate it. they changed a lot of stuff.
See, that's actually a reason I would want to get it. For the changes.
Yeah, some people, but I think we had this discussion in the last podcast. Some people like change, some people don't.
Yeah, we did. With the Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah. But since we're talking about RPGs in general, Megan.
Well, I don't know. I have to. I'm really weird right now. And I was looking up to see if the one place you were talking about was mentioned in Origins. Was it Kirkwall?
Yeah.
It's not. It's only in Dragon Age 2.
Okay.
But I've had the same page sitting up for a while. Two out of the three gameplays I ran through with my chicks, I had both of them make a relationship with Alistair.
Aww.
I thought he was fucking adorable.
That's weird.
That's why, technically, I've only beaten the game all the way through once. Because I was getting towards the end of, like, my second run through, and I wasn't going to get the ending that I wanted. Like, I wasn't sure that, like, you know, I was playing through, I wasn't going to look anything up online. I got stuck somewhere. Tough fucking shit. I'm going to have to figure it out. And I wasn't sure if you would be able to, like, you know, talk Alistair into being like, guess what? I'm going to be your fucking queen. I wasn't sure if it could happen, so I was just convinced that it wasn't going to be able to happen. But then I was like, fuck that, I'm going to do this over. And I ended up getting the ending that I wanted. I've had Alistair's page sitting up with, like, this stupid little picture up.
Oh my god.
And I remember when I was playing Dragon Age Awakening, like, they brought your character over, you know, and they brought some of what you built up over. Like, Alistair, he shows up, and there's just a little bit of, oh yeah, guess what? We're married, and, you know, he's king, and you're with my case, technically queen. And they just bring up a little bit of it if he's something like, oh, you know, I'll see you later, I have to go here. But there really wasn't much. You know, they just brought over your character, not what your character did in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of saddened me. But
I have a confession to make about this too. There is not a single character in Dragon Age 2 besides my sister that's in the game that I really care about. There's nobody. Absolutely no one. I do not like this group so far.
Wow.
I don't like this group. I prefer, I don't know, it was something about the first one where it was like, you are a ragtag bunch. It was kind of like the Goonies, you know? I felt like the RPG version of the Goonies. I felt like that everybody was just so drastically different, but we all came together, well, most of us, came together for one sole purpose. And on this one, it just kind of feels like there's no purpose. It just, it doesn't feel like there's a point. And that kind of bugs me. And some of the banter that goes on between characters, like right now, they really drive home the point that a lot of people don't like the mages. Yeah. They hate the mages.
Wow.
And to have a mage and a warrior in my party, they'll go back and forth all the time. And I really didn't enjoy that. I have a character now, Fenrir, and he is just, he's a douchebag. He's a douchebag with long furry ears. That's the best way to describe him. I just, he's, I don't like him. I don't like him in a character. And I've had two instances where I could just get rid of him and kill him or get him gone from my party. And every time I'm like, oh, but you do the most damage.
Oh, you're kind of attached to your damage maker.
Yeah. And I'm a rogue, so I send him out first. I'm like, go,
shoo, shoo. Keep yourself safe. I'd do it, too.
But overall, I just don't like this group.
So there's no, there'd be no fun options like in Origins to have a threesome?
No, I haven't got that far.
Oh.
Oh, another thing. You know in Origins where you had a chance to romance somebody? That was a big thing. Like, I tried to get in Morgan's pants from like day one. Like, she was going to give it up, the Witch of the Wilds, damn it. She was going to give it, and I was going to take it, and that was it. And my whole first playthrough of that game was all about sleeping with Morgan. So at the end, when she was like, do you want to make a baby? I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. But in this one, trying to romance this female, my female warrior that actually came with me from Ferelden to Kirkwall. I guess I should give a little bit of backstory on her. When I met her at the time, she was married, but her husband was killed right before we got to Kirkwall.
Oh.
And she became a member of the guard over here. Actually, Captainess of the Guard, I guess that's what you would call her.
Still just Captain.
Okay. Well, just Captain. And
her name wouldn't be Isabella, would it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Aveline.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? Oh. I've been trying to romance her this entire time. Like, they have a point blank option with a little heart. Whatever you say, it's supposed to, you know, bring you guys closer or whatnot. And I've been doing it this entire time. So explain to me why in one mission I'm trying to get her to date this other guy. Oh, this it makes no sense. Like, I feel like I'm halfway through the game and damn it, I want to sleep with somebody. And I can't. It's frustrating. But there is still gay sex for all you guys who want to know.
Oh, yeah.
You can still romance somebody of the same sex.
I need to do separate run-throughs as a guy and a girl just to do the gay sex option.
Woo!
In the long run, what my plan was and kind of still is for Origins was to... I mean, it was going to end up being like 6 to 8 runs trying to sleep with and make relationships with like everyone. And just like 1.1 run through was just going to be, the whole thing was going to be focused on the assassin Zevran.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to eventually try to be like, no, don't go back to the other people and betray me. I don't want to kid you. I don't know if that's possible. I'm gonna go ahead and hope that it's possible, but yeah, that was gonna be a one hit thing. One whole run through was just gonna be for Zevran, but I feel I have to take long waits between it, because you know, if you play the same story and same gameplay 5 times, and so you know, right after another, you start to go, I'm never gonna play this game again.
Well, what I plan on doing, because unfortunately for me, my PS3 kind of is kind of wonky.
It could mod it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
My original Dragon Age Origins or plus Origins Awakening and all the DLC, the original version of my game save is gone. It actually erased and it wouldn't transfer over. So I had to start a brand new file and play through that. And I kind of fucked around the first half of it because I was like, all right, I've already played all this. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to beat Dragon Age 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to...
Go back to Dragon Age Origin?
Yeah, go back to Dragon Age Origins and do all the DLC, do all the Way of Awakening, do it all.
I have half the DLCs.
And then go back and do and import everything from there to Dragon Age 2. Because one thing that they do have is that you can import all the events that happened in Dragon Age 1 and see how they affect it in Dragon Age 2.
Oh, and since your save file was all down the shitter.
Exactly. I didn't make a lot of decisions that I wanted to make. I still slept with Morgan, though. I made that a point. And damn it, I want to bed somebody in this one. In fact, I might just make that a blog post all on its own, and I'm going to post a picture of me sleeping with Aveline, because if I don't sleep with Aveline, there's just no point. Something else, too. I would have slept with half the women in Dragon Age, but over here, I'm like, there's nobody pretty enough. Aveline is kind of butchy, and then the mage dark elf that I have, she's kind of whiny. And
what, did they just decide and go, everyone must be darker and grittier and burlier?
I guess so, because it just doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like the group is as ragtag anymore.
Oh.
It just, it doesn't feel...
It's kind of sad.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe they'll all come together for a point at the end of the game. But as of right now, I'm like, why is this group tagging along with me to go do these menial jobs? Hey, oh, something else too. There's no random battles.
What?
There's no random battles. Everything is kind of set in stone, per se. Okay, scratch that. I lied. There are one or two random battles, but they're not like you would think they are. Oh. In no way do you think they are, because they're kind of scripted. If you have a mission running already, and you try to go away from the mission, you're going to run into a battle with some guys looking for you. So, I mean, the map, in its sense, was kind of... I kind of don't like it because the game is small. A lot of the things you're going to be doing, you're going to be in Kirkwall. A lot.
Oh.
So, I guess it kind of seems like I'm ragging on the game and I have a lot of complaints, but really, a
you
lot of it
give
is
it
minor.
An 8 out of 10.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that I have is just, it's minor. And only thing, last thing I'm going to say about Dragon Age 2, I don't like how there's spoilers in the trailers.
Oh, they are?
There are spoilers in the trailer and there's spoilers in the TV spots. I'm not going to say what, but there's a huge, like, playing through, watching the TV spots and watching the commercials and all this other good noise, and then actually playing the game.
You realize all the spoilers and
you realize all the spoilers and you're like, oh, well, that's no freaking surprise.
Oh, so, because, you know, the TV spots and the trailers, I mean, they look pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. Just.
That's kind of sad.
And the beginning of the game makes no fucking sense. Oh. No fucking sense. At least right now, because like I said, I'm only X, Y, and Z away from the game. But right now, the game makes zero sense. Or the beginning makes no sense.
Oh, well. Yeah, hopefully it'll all pull together at the end.
I hope so, man. Because the main reason why I'm giving this game an 8 out of 10 is because so far, the story doesn't suck. And the gameplay is fun. Otherwise, I'd be playing another game right now. I'd go back to playing MVC3. So, by the way, I've called so much bullshit on that game, it's ridiculous. But that's for another podcast.
Yes, it is. You'll be happy to know I'm making my way through A Link to the Past.
Hooray! You're still playing that game?
Well, I technically have, you know, like two versions. I think once you were watching me play it on an emulator. And I think you watched me when I went up and started to hit a chicken and, you know,
All hell broke loose.
create the death cuckoo.
The death cuckoo.
That's what I'm calling them, death cuckoos. Well, I have it, you know, I have the Game Boy Advance where it has the four swords, and then they're all like, we're gonna throw Link to a Past in there. Because, you know, we're not going to, if you weren't on top of this, we're not going to tell you that you need four, you know, three of your friends to play this with you. Which I don't know if I'll ever play that now. But point is, no, I was playing it on my DS. And I was playing through it yesterday, and I played some before I went to sleep last night. I was at the first palace, the Eastern Palace, where you're trying to get the first pendant. And for some reason, I don't know why. Oh, I know why. 'Cause my eyes were like, go to fucking sleep. And I was like, no, Gnome must beat this boss. And I kept dying. I was like, I should not be dying here. I should not be dying in a Zelda game like this. I was like, no. But I was half asleep, so I'm blaming it on that.
Good job there, Captain.
I know. I'm at the second temple now, trying to get the second pendant. So that's all good. I'm at the boss. I keep using up all my arrows, and then I stand too close and I die. Probably because I'm not paying attention. I'm slowly making my way through that. So there's an RPG that I'm playing.
Hooray! Yeah, way to wear it in there. Like I've said, I'm playing Dragon Age 2. Before that, I was playing, I guess if we're going by RPGs, what RPG was I playing? I technically, they call Mass Effect 2 an RPG. That's not an RPG.
No, not
That's
really.
a third person shooter with an option of building up your character.
Yeah.
That's like calling Call of Duty an RPG, which none of you guys better start doing, or I will come to your house.
He'll find you
Enter.
and he'll hurt you.
Yep.
He'll do it.
Hide your
Don't. He'll do it.
kids, hide your wife.
Oh God, no, don't do that. Do you know, I went the longest time without hearing that, so
I'm
pretty fucking
sorry.
proud of myself. Just like I've gone the longest so far without watching or listening to whoever this Rebecca Black chick is.
Who?
Thank you. I don't know. She made this music video or something called like Friday or something, and I get, I don't know. Apparently it's really annoying and it's really bad. And now it's one of those things where people will post it up on Facebook going, ha, bitch, now you're addicted to this horrible, horrible thing.
No, I have better things to do.
Yeah, and like apparently it'll get stuck in your head forever and you'll want to kill yourself.
Do not want. Thank you
Yeah,
for
no.
playing.
Yeah, so watch out. Her name is Rebecca Black. And apparently she just keeps coming out with these music videos. My friend Stephanie posted one on Facebook and I saw it and I was like, nope, staying away, blacklist, blacklist.
I think, in a way, no, thank you. RPGs I've been playing.
I've been playing. Before that was Final Fantasy X-2.
Ah, Christ.
I know. Well, I have to break out Final Fantasy 12 again because I have to start a new file over, which is really, I really hope I don't. I hope I can go back in to my save file, which is more than halfway through, and I can remember where I am, and I can remember the storyline. Because if not, I will have to beat someone down. Because there was one part of FF12 that I remember it specifically because it took fucking ever to get through that. It was a bitch and a half, and it made me stop playing the game for 3 months. I was just like, I hope you all fucking die.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping I can go through and remember the story and just, you know.
Well, RPGs that I've been playing. I was playing, before that, Star Ocean The Last Hope, International Edition. I was playing Resonance of Fate, which is actually a really freaking good RPG that dropped under the radar
really fast. About that. I think I saw that at one point and was thinking about it, but...
It's done by Tri-Ace, which is the same people, Tri-Ace and Sega, which did Bayonetta and what did Tri-Ace do? The Star Ocean franchise, before Square Enix got a hold of it. And I have to say, this game was really, really, really freaking good. The reason why it didn't sell so hot is because it came out the same day as Final Fantasy XIII.
Oh, instant doom.
Yep, I think that was a really bad call.
It's like Nick Carter's solo CD coming out the same day as Justin Timberlake's solo CD.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that one. Just go ahead and trust me.
I'll go with it. I'll go with it. But Resonance was really, really cool. It was really difficult, or it is still really difficult because I haven't finished it yet. Yeah, and I think before that, I was playing Dragon Age.
I know one. It's, I don't know why it's still sitting on my shelf. I was going to go trade it in. One RPG that, oh God, who was it by? Because the only reason I bought it, I hadn't heard about it. And I was in that store with the games and the stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, I was bored. I had some time to kill and I had some extra money. So I was like, I need a new game. I was like, I need a game to play. I'm running out of stuff. And, oh, it's by Ubisoft.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
It was used. It was on sale. I went, hey, cool. It has a little graphic novel book with it, too. Yay.
Oh, my God.
And I went, hey, Ubisoft, they make the Assassin's Creed and the Prince of Persia and, you know, these other good games that I really like. So it can't be that bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, how was I mistaken?
Dumb man.
I'm talking about Enchanted Arms.
Oh, my God.
And I went to buy it, and I'm up at the counter, and the guy, he's one of the managers, too. He looks at me, and he goes, he was just like, have you played this before? No, never even heard of it. And he was like, yeah, he goes, you know, I'm a fan of RPGs, and I really like fantasy games and everything. He was like the one guy who likes all the fantasy games, while the others are all first-person shooter all the way. And he's like, but I haven't played this one. He goes, I haven't really heard a lot about it, though. I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll play it and I'll let you know. I never let him know, but I'm really hoping he didn't buy it. I'll feel really bad if he did. Because, I mean, I see him all the time. And, I mean, the last time I was in the store, he was like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. So, I mean, we're almost on a first name basis. We would be if we knew each other's first names.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's first name basis, only we don't know each other's names. He knows half my cell phone number, though.
Oh, boy.
Well, I put a lot on pre-order.
Oh.
It's the only reason. He'll just be like, yeah, you got, what, these two games on pre-order? Why, how did you remember? I haven't been in here that often, have I? You know, it's like a little red flag in your head when the managers are going, hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I do that for a lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Take this to note, if I ever say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, either I really like you or I'm really sad that I happen to be working when you come in.
I get that at Barnes & Noble now.
Oh, really?
I went in yesterday because I had some time to kill. And I saw someone who'd worked there, And I had been in 2 days before that with my mom. And we're up there and she goes, you have a membership card. I know you do. Yep, I do. So I was going to leave and she was walking by to go get something for like a customer. And we're walking by and she's like, oh, excuse me. Oh, hi, how you doing? I'm good. I was like, oh, God, now here's another story I come in too often. I'm a bibliophile. I like books.
So, all right. What RPGs do you suggest? If you had to suggest some RPGs, must plays, let's suggest them. And just for kicks and giggles, let's not mention any Final Fantasies.
Fuck. You go first. I need to think.
Well, number one RPG, for personally, me, of all time, ranks even higher than Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger. Hands down.
Haven't played it.
I know you haven't. You need to hop on that. You need to stop what you're doing and play that.
Hey, that we might do that tomorrow.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool.
To give
a little insight onto the story, you play as this guy named Chrono. Ha ha ha, get it?
His name is Time?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you go to this fair and you meet this chick. And you go, you're with this fair, this random girls, or you're with this random girl at the fair. Man, I am totally dyslexic. What the hell is wrong with me?
You could just let me find out.
I am on drugs. Well, I'm doing this for the people who haven't played Chrono Trigger.
Well, they are going to find out in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be
Yeah,
it.
watch the video. Go, shoo.
It's coming on. It'll be on a week after this.
Mm-hmm.
Count your days, people. Count your days.
That's a good RPG. Illusion of... No. That was not a good RPG. Man, I had a lot of good RPGs in my head, and now I'm running... Oh, Tales of the Abyss. For the PS2.
I heard about that.
If you guys can find it, it is so good. And after you finish watching that, watch the anime.
Ooh, there's an anime.
So good. The anime is actually done with the same voice actors that did the game.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that was a really cool touch to the anime. Plus, the guy who did it said, everything that we could not cover in the game, or things that we really, really liked, we expanded on in the series. Ooh. And the series goes pretty much blow for blow what happens in the game. And the game honestly has one of the best stories that I've ever heard in a video game RPG. You're so emotionally invested in the character, it's ridiculous.
Hey.
I guess I have to suggest one more. Kingdom Hearts.
Damn you!
I wasn't suggesting it. I was saying Kingdom Hearts can go to hell.
Oh.
But
damn you!
There's a lot of good RPGs. I guess.
Now that I think about it, I love RPGs, but I guess I don't really have a lot.
There's not a lot of them that makes me want to go back and replay them. Star Ocean, the second story. I guess I'd have to put that out there. That one was really, really cool. Really, really cool.
I know, I'm trying to think. I really wish that now my video game bookcase was closer. Because I can't see it, so I don't know. Because, when I go to buy games, my first thought is it going to have any replayability?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the top three things for me. I need to have replayability because if I'm going to invest so much money into it, I guess I'll have to say Kingdom Hearts is going on my list.
Yeah, well, you can keep it there.
It has replayability for me. And in fact, I was thinking the other day I was actually gonna replay. I was probably gonna go back and replay 2. 'Cause after I play 2 and then I go to 1 and I just go, "Oh my God. I can't deal with it." It's like all the little things. I can't deal with all the little things that aren't the same in 2, and I'm just kind of like,
You should stop that. That's bad for you.
what going or playing Kingdom Hearts?
Both. It's not that I hate Kingdom Hearts, it's just that Kingdom Hearts is just so. I think we covered this in the first podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, except you said you liked Birth by Sleep.
I do like Birth by Sleep. It's like the only Kingdom Hearts that I can just like respect and actually replay over and over and over again because you kind of have to.
To get the full ending.
Yeah, to get the full ending, you kind of have to replay it. So, I mean, it's not a terrible series. It's just that it's overblown and overdone, and now I just couldn't give a damn about it anymore.
Yeah. I guess obviously I didn't want to say it first 'cause it was kind of really stereotypical of me, but Zelda.
No.
I mean, exactly, which is why I didn't want to say it first right away. I mean, right now I've got the World Zelda music radio up, and it's playing Wind Waker. It's playing the, I think it's Wind Waker, but it sounds like at the opening. And it's really sad that I can hear the music, and I automatically know which game it is too.
That's just a little sad.
I know, right? I don't even have to look at the title. 'Cause all it says right now is Hero's Tale.
I guess if I had to suggest something, along it plays kind of like Kingdom Hearts, except it's not cutesy in any way, shape, or form. I really, 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 really like Crisis Core for the PSP.
Isn't that Final Fantasy?
Oh, damn it, it is, isn't it?
Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
Son of a bitch.
I win. I've never
Son of a
played
bitch.
it, but I win.
Oh my. For anybody who's played 7, they'll understand why I just feel like Cloud is a little.
Bitch.
Yeah. He's not a little bitch,
Whiny.
but.
Emo.
God.
I
Like.
love Cloud to death, don't get me wrong, only in certain aspects and only when I can like angstify him in my head, but
Angstify him.
angstify him even more.
He's not as cool as Zack. Zack was like the epitome of awesome in that game.
Well,
And you know what? A lot
didn't
of people.
Cloud wanna, didn't he like become Zack after Zack died?
Yeah.
He like took
But.
Zack's identity. That's what I thought.
Well, in a way. In
In
a
a
way, yes,
way.
and in a way, no. You have to play this game to find out. It is so cool. So cool. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy.
So I just found a Prince of Persia shirt for The Sims.
Oh my God.
It has the Two Thrones image printed on it. It is so hard finding male clothing in this frickin' game that looks good.
My co-host, I.
Love me, who you kidding?
I
Hey, that is from episode 1 of CSI 2. That's the classic line Owen and I use all the time. Just you love me, who you kidding?
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. What am I partnering up with?
You said yes. It's your own choice. You chose to say yes. You saddled yourself up with this.
I saddled myself up with this. Well, duly noted.
And should you decide to back out, I'm pretty sure I could try to find someone to replace you.
Would you really find somebody to replace me?
I would try.
Would you do it?
I might.
You'd find someone to replace me.
If I wanted to keep this podcast going, yeah.
What? You don't know
Hey,
anybody who's
I got
cooler
my
than me.
fellow I've got my fellow Minecraft lover who I'm hoping to bring him on here. He might be able to help me out. I'd do a bunch of guest podcasts until I found a permanent replacement.
General
My friend said he's like, I love general gaming. It's like, yay.
gaming?
Yeah.
General gaming is not what I do.
Well,
I'm the
no,
shit,
but
damn it. You can't replace me.
I could easily try and I might succeed.
You're a horrible person. Why would you say that to me? I'm supposed to be one of a kind, partner.
You are one of a kind, which is why I said I'd try to replace you and I might succeed. The person wouldn't be you, but I'd have to replace your spot. Does that help you feel a little bit better? Does it mend your wounded ego?
My wounded ego? Why, yes, that hit the spot. Thank you.
I'm trying to backstab your ego right now and then mend it.
I can replace you anytime I want to, but I won't.
Exactly. I'm good like that.
Thanks. Thanks, friend.
So,
We should probably end this podcast.
we should probably end it on that note with RPGs and replacing co-hosts.
We totally didn't mean to get into that, but since we're talking about it,
Happens.
hey.
So, yes, next week, if I can pull up the calendar real quick, because I love, you record these early in the week and everything. This one will go out, this will be the last March one. This will go out on the 29th. So hopefully people are listening to this on the 29th. And April 5th is when you will get your look at Chrono Trigger.
Ooh.
We'll do that. We'll do our video challenge of Chrono Trigger.
That ought to be awesome.
Hopefully you all watched Mega Man X.
Oh, God.
Hopefully you all went and watched that. You understand. You'll love the special voiceover at the beginning. And you will also understand why there will never be another Mega Man video challenge for a long, long
Long,
time.
long, long.
Long time.
Oh,
Yeah, so right after this one, there'll be Chrono Trigger, and then hopefully we'll just be able to keep up the audio-video kind of thing going on. I think I went audio-video, and then I went audio-video.
the video.
Exactly, I'm making up words, just like my friend Stephanie. She's copywriting a word called Timberlakeness.
Oh my God.
These are the
Yeah.
people I associate myself with.
Oh man. There's need some you guys need some help.
I
Wait,
mean,
that's where all my sh wait, what the f oh.
okay.
So on that note,
Yes, I'm going to try to re-record my Ocarina of Time Let's Play. And as Tony saw, I have to try and fix something, or I'm just going to have to go through it with the audio sped up. You saw that video, right?
Yeah, do it. Do it now.
Okay, so go through it with the sped up audio.
Don't listen to me. I will lead you astray.
Right, so you might see Ocarina of Time with sped up audio just because I have a fucking weird emulator.
Might play me some Crisis.
I have to find a way to get to record my PS2 on the computer.
Oh.
You know, there's some PS2 games I want to do Let's Plays of. I could do them easily in my sleep.
Oh, really? In your sleep, can you?
In my sleep, my good fellow.
I'd like to see that. Could you do that for me? Could you play in your sleep?
I have. Actually, there have been a couple times I've actually played in my sleep. I will have dozed off, and I'll be daydreaming, and I'll be playing my game, and suddenly I'll be at one spot, and then I'll go over, and I'll be at another spot, and when I do actually wake up, because my daydreams have gotten weird, I will look up and I'll go, when the hell did I get there?
That ought to be funny.
And I didn't actually die or lose that much health. And there was fighting on the way, you know, fighting in traps. Mostly I'm speaking of Prince Persia's Sands of Time right now. Because that's when I can remember it happening. I'm pretty sure I've probably done it a couple times during Okami.
Nice.
Do you like my accent? That is probably insulting more people.
Whoa.
Yes.
God. Okay.
What'd
I was trying
do?
To figure out where the music was coming from, and I thought it was coming from you. And I was like, that's a little weird.
No, remember I have my Legend of Zelda radio station on that you can't hear. The only way you'd be able to hear anything is if I did it right here up at the mic.
Well, my music just kind of kicked up. I think it's trying to remind me that I need to, yeah.
It's going, hey, asshole, I'm still here.
Hey, listen.
Oh my god, that does remind me. I tweeted when I found the Zelda radio, and I got a mention from a user called Annoying Navi.
Nice.
And it says, usually they just retweet people going, hey, listen. This one said, that cloud over Death Mountain looks strange. Maybe you should check it out. There's, of course, there's more. You can open a door by standing in front of it and pressing A. So, and all of the tweets are mentions. People will say something that probably mentions Zelda or something, and it'll just automatically, you know, it'll mention someone. So the name is Annoying Navi. It's kind of amazing.
Annoying Navi.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the end of... Damn it, we did it again, Tony! We didn't do, like, you know, introductions until the very end.
Damn it, Megan! Damn it, Bobby!
So, yeah, I guess thanks for listening to continue press start. It's a damn good thing we didn't have any guests on.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have gotten mentioned until now.
So.
Now we're in 20 minutes later.
I'm not done yet. What? If anybody at the Nerdist... And I said I was going to do this on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. And it got wiped.
Uh-huh.
Fucking wiped. Yeah, you're going to have to redo this.
If anybody at the Nerdist, this is
Matt
like
Meyer,
an open...
Joan Ray, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, there you go. If this is an open invitation / challenge, if there is a game out there that you've never played, and I'm pretty sure we can find one, for you, if you can't remember, or maybe a game that you haven't played in years.
A classic that you're just in love with and you want to see someone die hundreds of times at it.
We would welcome you with open arms. Come play one with us. I think you'd have a blast. We appreciate you following us on Twitter, but take one more step. Come on a podcast or come on a video cast with us. Do a video game challenge, and we'll even let you pick the game. No matter what game it is, we'll let you pick the game.
And just know that it'll be more entertaining for you all watching me do it. Tony and Owen can vouch for that.
Yes, it is crazy funny to watch her play a game and have absolutely no idea what the hell is going on.
Especially the noises I make.
Yeah.
I mean, that's most of the fun right there.
Oh, God. But anybody at Nerdish, or even, you know what? Any quote-unquote internet celebrity out there, if you're listening to this podcast through some odd-ass reason, and you have a video game that A, you've never played, or B, you just want to do some commentary on, shoot us an email, text us. No, don't text me, because that's just weird.
Email at tcpspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at, I do believe it's also tcpspodcast.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Do that. Do exactly what she said, because I can't repeat it. And come join in on the fun, because it's a blast, and I'm pretty sure it's different from whatever hard work that you're doing to put out YouTube videos. I know. I've done a couple. It's retarded, it's ridiculous, and overall, it's fun, and it's relaxing. Come play one or two with us.
Really,
you might have a blast.
You know, it's putting out the call to the Nerdist boys, the Chris Hardwick, Jonah Ray, Matt Myra. I feel I'm just going to, every time I say their name, I'm just going to mix up the order. like you said, any quote unquote internet celebrities, any real celebrities, anyone almost, you know?
Yeah, if you guys want to come and shoot the shit with us, we'd be highly appreciated.
Just, you know, send the email or follow us on Twitter, give us a mention, comment on the blog. TCPS podcast on Twitter @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, of course, to continue pressstart.blogspot.com. Feel I've done enough website drops.
Would you like me to do a website drop for you?
I've kind of already done them, but sure, go ahead.
Okay. To continue pressstart@blogspot.com. Woo! See, that's one.
.blogspot.com.
Damn it.
Not at. We don't want them putting in the at sign. It'll take them. Well, I don't know where it'll take them.
Well, is this going to be on the review for you finding a new co-host? They have to say the
they have to be able
right?
to say it right. Yeah. They have to be able to say the email and the Twitter name, and they have to be able to say .blogspot.com. I should get out a sticky note, start writing this down. Co-host requirements.
Oh, don't do that.
I'll start a new page on the Blogspot, and it'll just be saved as a draft. It'll be hidden until needed. And then I'll take away your moderator rights so you can't delete it.
You'd be a horrible person. You're pretty much saying, yeah, you're my slave now, bitch.
Yeah, actually, when it comes to the podcast, you are.
Oh, that's horrible.
I have all the passwords, all the accounts.
That's terrible. You don't want to do that.
I won't, but, you know, I'm one of those people who will hold on to it. Worst comes to worse. I have a backup plan. I like to have a backup plan.
But I don't want you to have a backup plan.
I always have a backup plan. I try to have a backup plan for everything.
I don't want to be...
Backup.
Wait, we came up with this together. How can you cut me out?
Easily. I'm the one who said, I want to do a podcast.
Oh, ow. Then how the hell did I get put into this? I don't even remember anymore.
I IM'd you. I said, I want to do a podcast. You want to do one with me?
Oh.
As simple as that.
Well then, in that case.
Yes, thank you for listening to...
To continue, press start.
Do 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 do.
What are you doing? Thank you.
feel blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.